Welcome everyone to another episode of our She Sustainability podcast. My name's Laura and I'm part of AAK's global sustainability team. And I have my colleague Beth here with me today, and she's our sustainability manager in Ghana. Hi Beth, would you like to introduce yourself to everyone?
Hey Laura, thanks for having me. Yep, Beth Davidson. I'm based in Ghana and work with the AAK team here as their sustainability manager. And I work on customer projects and other sustainability matters that the company's focused on.
Great. Really good to have you today. Our topic today are rocket stoves or improved stoves that we have built in the area in Ghana, Burkina Faso and Ivory Coast. And the numbers are just in. Since 2016, AAK has supported building more than 17,000 stoves. And today we wanted to zoom in a little bit more, explain why we are building these stoves and what we're doing exactly and how we're doing it, what impact we see. So my first question for you, Beth, is why do we need stoves?
Well, I think that's a really good point to start on, Laura. Obviously, we need to eat. And the primary way that people will cook food in a place like Ghana or in West Africa is to use a traditional three-stone method to constructing their local stoves. And basically, they put three stones in kind of a triangular shape, and they put their pots on top of the stones, and then they feed in firewood in between the openings. And that is how people have cooked for millennia in this area. And it's, you know, a fairly appropriate methodology for the resources that are available in this kind of environment. But what we want to do is try and reduce the environmental impact of using those stoves. When we talk about the amount of firewood that's used on a daily basis, we want to look at the health and safety impact of cooking on those stoves long term, and also want to look at securing our supply chain. That also has to do with cutting down of a lot of shade trees, which are often used for firewood. So what we've ended up with is a improved cook stove that uses the same three-stone methodology, but essentially closes in two of the three sides and leaves one space open for feeding in the firewood. And what that results in is better heat retention, using less firewood, a reduction in the amount of smoke that's generated by the stove itself. So that's what we're looking at for the improved cook stoves versus the traditional stoves.
So it's quite a simple intervention, but it actually does a lot of different things, right?
Yeah. It's that's actually one of the main reasons we're interested in this intervention. It is very, very simple. It uses what we normally use is termite clay from the large termite mounds. We use cow dung, and then we use long grasses that women can typically find in the dry season once the rains have stopped and things start drying out. And all of that is abundantly available and free, which means people can gather it at no cost. And then, you know, if they want to build one stove, it's fine. But if they see it and they like it and they want to build more stoves, it's easy for them to get the materials. And the process of building the stove itself is also quite simple. So once they're trained on it, they can easily replicate that for however many stoves they want in their compound. Other women who were not trained on it can observe their neighbors and how they're doing it and also repeat the process. So it's quite scalable. And the sustainability aspect, you're not degrading any forests and getting the materials. The termite mounds are already there. The cow dung is there, and you're not cutting down any live grasses or anything like that. So we really like it for the sustainability aspect as well.
So kind of looking at what is AAK's role in this here, it's not a donation, right? What is it?
No, typically the way that we introduce the cook stoves at the community level is through our customer projects. What we will do is we have a team of locally based trainers who know how to do these cook stoves inside and out. And they go out to the community level, gather the women and do like an on-site training. So the women have a hands-on experience in the presence of the trainer to build the cook stoves and get coaching and education on how to do it appropriately. So then they can go back to their homes and make larger stoves, different sizes. They can, again, share the information with their neighbors who might not have gotten the chance to come. So AAK plays kind of a facilitating role in the process where we link the trained trainers to the women so that they have, you know, the knowledge at the local level as well. One thing we're trying this year is outside of the customer projects is also to build additional cook stoves through internal means, meaning that AAK will fully fund it. And each country is taking on a different approach. But in Ghana, for instance, we're going to see how we can use our extension officers who work with the Kolo na Faso Women's Group program to do the training with the women's groups that they normally work with. So we're going to pilot that this year, see how it works. And hopefully in Ghana, we'll get about 3,000 more stoves to add to the stove that we have already.
Brilliant. Really looking forward to that. And why have we decided to invest in that? Because the women really like it, right?
They love it. Women spend a lot of time here walking, whether they're going to their farms, whether they're going to fetch water, whether they're going to gather firewood. They spend a lot of time on their feet and moving. So what we found with the cook stoves is that depending on the size of the stove, the improved stoves compared to the traditional stoves, they use anywhere between 33 to 65% less firewood. And there's also a reduction in water use as well, but that varies quite a bit depending on what the woman is cooking and how she's cooking it. So the women have given us a lot of anecdotal feedback that, you know, they don't use as much firewood, they don't use as much water, therefore they spend a lot less time walking to gather that material. So we've done some scientific studies, and that's where kind of the 33 and 65% comes from. But we also take a lot of feedback from the women. So their feedback, their enthusiasm is also enough of a green light for us at AAK to continue with the activity. It's something that gets them really excited. And we also see benefit, hopefully long term, in our Shea Parkland sustainability. Because as I said, women will often use Shea wood as their main fuel source. It's a very hard wood that is ideal for burning and cooking food on. So
unfortunately
for us, most of the time the women try to use Shea trees that have been felled already, whether they've died or gotten some kind of disease. But just because of pressure on the land, expansion of communities, urbanization, there's a lot less parkland than there used to be. And now women are more forced to cut them down and, you know, kill the live trees that are still bearing fruit. So we're trying to do anything that we can to mitigate that risk to the Shea supply chain.
It really sounds like a win-win intervention, easily to replicate, quite cheap. It has benefits for the women, for the parkland, for AAK as well, to reduce our CO2 emissions in the supply chain. Is there any downsides that you see from your experience?
I would say the only downside is, in comparison to the traditional three stones, is that the women do have to have a little bit of maintenance and upkeep. So that does take some time from year to year. So in addition to the training on how the women should construct the stove and the materials that they should use, the trainers also educate them on how to properly maintain the stove. So if they're doing it in the best way possible, they would maybe on a weekly basis wipe down the surface of the stove with on-hand mixture. We recommend that they keep some of the termite clay, cow dung, rice mixture in a bucket, keep it wet, so that way when they want to do what's called a polishing or dressing to seal up any cracks that might emerge, they can do it quite quickly. Unfortunately, you know, I think as general human beings are, we're not very good at maintaining things sometimes. So the women may end up not doing that as frequently as they need to. And once a year or once every 2 years, depending on where they put the stove, they may need to tear it down and reconstruct it. Okay. Luckily, it doesn't take too much time, but that is, you know, they don't have to do that with the three stone method. So that is like a little bit of additional time. But typically, the women will build it into normal rehabilitation they'll do on their homes. So we just did a survey recently for one of our customer projects, and we got a lot of really great qualitative feedback on how the women were managing the stoves.
Okay, that sounds great. And I guess the benefit is that also the maintenance material is rather cheap and available where they live.
Free. We like free, yes.
Yeah, we do like free. Thanks so much for sharing your experience here. As a last question, I would like to ask you, what are you looking forward to in the context of the stoves for this coming year?
I think what I look forward to the most is seeing the kinds of innovations that women come up with. We recently did a monitoring survey for one of our customer projects, and we saw a lot of really, really cool things that women have done with these stoves. For instance, instead of the single stove, some of them have made the single large stove that they might cook like rice or some type of like the main starch that they're going to eat in their meal. And then they build an adjacent stove that kind of touches into the wall of the first big stove and gets some residual heat. And it's a smaller stove, and they use that to cook their soup in.
Brilliant.
So it's like, they're able to use, it's like a two burner stove, but they still only use the same amount of firewood for, you know, the one big pot. Another thing we've seen is that for the larger stoves that we promote for the Shea parboiling, the women have built it a bit taller in some communities that are close to rivers, and they're able to build smokers out of it to smoke the fish that they catch.
And, oh, great.
You know, so it's just a really great, you know, innovations and just kind of a good example that they've really taken this technology and adopted it as their own and kind of shifted around as they see fit and to whatever way is going to benefit them. And I think that level of ownership is a really good indicator for us that, yes, this is an intervention that we want to hold on to, that we want to keep promoting, and that we want to keep integrating as much as possible into our Shea supply chain activities.
Brilliant. Really looking forward to hearing more of those stories while we grow the number of stoves that are part of Kolona Faso. That's all that we have time for today. Thanks so much for sharing your experience, and thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Laura.